Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy, what is today, Tuesday? Happy Tuesday, and welcome to another beautiful episode with me, Danielle Mercurio, your host. I just realized this yet again. I said this the last time we had the radio show. My show used to be called New You City Chat, which was one, or still is, one of the features of my services. However, now I've really expanded, and I am under the umbrella of just me, Danielle Mercurio. And under that umbrella of me are all the different things that I do, such as the life coaching, where New You City falls into play, helping people that live in a city that feel overwhelmed, that moved here for a reason, a certain desire, and yet for some reason aren't syncing up with life as they intended it to be. Things just aren't going the way that they had anticipated. So that's where New You City comes into play. And I have been doing that with this show for almost 2 years now. We're hitting our 2-year anniversary of the show in July. However, that being said, I've got a lot more things going on now. I'm bringing you astrology. I'm bringing you tarot readings, meditation, kundalini yoga. I really expanded, and it's been so wonderful, and I feel so blessed to be able to bring more into the work I do. However, New York City doesn't cut it anymore. It's Danielle Mercurio. So that being said, what do we call this show? That I have to figure out, and I think we should figure it out before July when my 2-year hits. So if you have any suggestions, I want to hear them. If this is your first time listening, whatever comes to you would be amazing for my longtime listeners who have been with me for a while. Anything that you intuitively get, I would love to hear. You can post it to the show page over on Facebook. If you go to Life Coach Radio Network on Facebook, we have an event page going. You can post it there. We have a chat room going here on Blog Talk Radio. You're welcome to type it in there. Or if you just think of anything along the way, send me a message. Send me an email, because I want to hear what you think might be good for this show. I mean, the Danielle Mercurio show, well, that kind of has a nice ring to it. However, maybe there's something else that could be fun and catchy too. Anyway, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here. Tonight we are going to be talking about one of my favorite things, the moon. Astrology, we have a full moon today. It hit at 12:19 p.m. Eastern time. It's going to be with us for the next 48 hours, about 36 hours now, or 40 hours now at this point. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what that actually means. It's more than just this big luminescent orb that we see in the sky. The moon projects all of these different energies. It projects ways that we can manifest certain things. It really does control a lot of our being. And so tonight we're going to talk a little bit more about what the moon means in general, how it pertains to you in the sense of having a moon sign, what you can do for the full moon that's happening right now. I'm going to take any of your questions that you might have about moon in general or your moon sign. I have one of my Bibles from Linda Goodman that gives a chart of moon, of your moon calculation, so I can easily look up your moon sign for you, give you any suggestions. And then at the very end, I've been doing something in my live events that have been really groovy for me. I'm able to download astrological insight. So we'll kind of get into a meditative flow, and then I'll project any astrological insights that you might need to know that are being downloaded from the cosmos to me, or from the cosmos to you. So we got a great show lined up. I just wanted to start by just checking in on everyone, seeing how you're doing. What's going on? What's coming up for you right now? We're in Mercury retrograde, which is another big planetary trend. For those of you that don't know what Mercury retrograde is, it happens about 3 times a year, typically every 100 days or so. And the planet Mercury holds a lot of energy. All the planets hold energy. And the planet Mercury in particular holds the energy of our collective consciousness when it comes to communication, when it comes to delivering messages. And so how do we deliver messages? Well, we deliver messages with technology, our phones, our computers, email, texting, right? How else do we deliver messages? By showing up somewhere. So getting in our car, getting on the subway, traveling, okay? These are all ways that we deliver messages. What's another way? Our voice, how we speak, right? And so during Mercury retrograde, what happens is instead of the energy of planet Mercury moving forward and helping you with communication, helping you to deliver what needs to be kind of sent out in your day-to-day routine, whatever that may be, it takes a reverse motion. And so what happens, because it is going in what is considered to be reverse, now, don't get me wrong, the planet here is not actually going backwards. The energy, the essence of the planet is going in reverse. And so when that happens, it throws everybody out of sync. They may realize it if they're aware of what Mercury retrograde is, but they may not actually recognize it at all. And it might be just something that is confusing. It may feel heavy. It may feel like, why is everything shutting down on me? You know, so many people talk about their phones crashing, you know, car accidents, you know, just travel mishaps, all these things that occur during a Mercury retrograde. And it's not meant to be for the universe to kind of be like, you know, F you, so to speak. It's meant to be a time to reconsider how you're communicating things in your life. Is your schedule too full that you are constantly going here, there, everywhere, that you're not actually giving yourself the time that you need, that you're not actually giving yourself the space that you need, that you've forgotten to communicate with your own self? And that's truly what this time is for. It's not to be effed over. It's to learn how to be by yourself, learn how to reorganize your life, learn how to reassess what's not working for you, and see if you can find another way, and to take the time to do that. And I know that can be a challenge, especially when it's not warranted, when it's not something that we call upon, right? When we're ready for change, it's on our terms. We're saying, yes, I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready to heal. Yes, I'm ready to do the work and all of that. But when we have a time like Mercury retrograde, it's not on our terms, right? The universe is saying, whether you're ready or not, this is what's happening. We'd love for you to reassess. We'd love for you to take this time to kind of go within and reevaluate things. And if you're ready, then this can be a beautiful time for that. If you're not ready, that's where some of the mental stress and agony can come into play. And being that it's falling right now in the sign of Gemini, which is an air sign, which controls, the air signs control a lot of our mental logic. They control a lot of our judgments, our opinions. So our Geminis might be feeling it the most. And we might be feeling the most just in general in the sense of feeling judged, feeling guilty, feeling like if we do take time for ourselves during this period, that other people won't understand or will be left out. There's like a FOMO trend going on. All that's happening right now. But what I'm here to tell you is that, again, it's okay. It is okay to take time for yourself. That is what is trending right now. And if you give into that, things will be a lot smoother than trying to fight it. You can flow with the cosmos and everything will kind of smooth over in your favor. And yeah, there's going to still be some rockiness, but it'll be a lot more manageable. Or you can fight it. And it's going to be a lot more weight. It's going to be a lot heavier and you're going to drag through it. So I really encourage you to just embrace this time. I know it's not always easy. I know that you know, it's easy to get caught up in guilt and the feeling like, well, if I let go of this, then, you know, what am I going to balance it out with? And just, you know, just be okay with space right now. That's really what I'm suggesting. Be okay with space. Be okay with making room for growth, making room for expansion. I was saying earlier in my newsletter that in nature, there are really two objectives. You can either grow or you can either die. That's kind of how nature works, right? So you can either grow for expansion or you can stay stuck, not give yourself what you need, and ultimately whittle down.
And in nature, there's no such thing as guilt, right? Because you plant a tree, you can't guilt it into growing taller. No. But you can nurture it. You can give it love. You can give it water. You can give it nutrients. You can give it patience. And in time, the tree will grow. The tree will bloom. Who knows what will come out of that tree? There's so many possibilities, right? It's really amazing when you think about all the different possibilities that can come from a tree. And not only what the tree will do, but who will come in. Like maybe a bird will come in. It will be a bird's home. Or bees will set up a hive and it can make honey and all these things. So there's so many opportunities when you just let something grow and expand and give it love and nurture, as opposed to planting something and then, you know, kind of pointing the finger at it or saying it's not good enough or it's not worthy. Not much is going to happen. It doesn't leave a lot of room for growth. So I'm encouraging you during this Mercury retrograde to just allow yourself to be in the space of expansion, space of giving yourself the time to care for you, to nurture for you, and to be patient. Okay? So that's just something to keep in mind during this full moon as we look to move ahead. Also be okay with having the space to just be where you're at right now too, because as the growth comes, you're going to be more ready for it and you're going to have the space to do so. And during the show, so we have some callers already, which is amazing. You're welcome to call in. Like I said, the Q&A is going to be in the second half of the show. And to call in, the number is 646-716-9397. And you can also use the chat room to talk to me as well. I've got two computer screens up. I'm ready. I'm like, let's do this. Okay. So let's talk again about the moon. The moon. You know, when we think about astrology, especially in our Western culture in the United States, we think a lot about what is known as our sun sign. And our sun sign is the sign that occurs on our birthday. So most of us, for example, I'm born August 9th. So the sign Leo was in the sun during that time. Therefore, I am a Leo. So let's say you were born October 1st. Libra, that was where the sun was at that time. So basically what happens is the sun, as we all know, moves around the earth in 365 days. And as the sun passes around the earth, it also moves through the zodiac. And so it passes each sign of the zodiac, starting with Aries and then going all the way to Pisces. And so that's kind of how we figure out our sun sign, who we are. And our sun sign determines a lot about our drive in life, the core of who we are, just our vitality and our strength. That's a lot of what the sun is to us. So also like our sun sign, we also have in turn a moon sign. And our moon sign is typically different than what our sun is. They can be the same. However, the moon moves a lot faster around the earth. The moon moves in about 28 to 29 days depending. And it moves around the earth in that time frame. And as it does, it also goes around the zodiac and hits each sign, starting with Aries, ending with Pisces, as it moves through. Now, for me, for example, when I was born, the sun happened to be in Leo, and the moon happened to be passing through Leo as well. So I'm a double Leo in that way. However, for you, for example, the example of October 1st, the sun was in Libra, but maybe at that point the moon was over in Pisces. So that might mean that your moon sign is a Pisces while your sun sign is a Libra. And the moon sign carries a completely different essence than the sun. The sun is more of our masculine part of our being, where the moon is more of our feminine part of our being. It controls our emotions, our intuition, how we feel about things, which is much different when you think about it when it comes to our sun sign. And just like in our everyday life, we need the sun, we also just as equally need the moon, right? We can't have the sun without the moon. It doesn't work that way. And so that's why I want us to have more awareness about our moon sign. So just as it's important to say, I'm a Libra, it's also important to know, and my moon is a Pisces, if that happens to be the case for you. And I find it interesting that in our society, because the sun signs are masculine,
That's what takes weight. That's what we notice in our horoscope. And yet, in, you know, we don't really talk about the moon sign, which is our feminine intuitive stuff. It's just kind of, you know, just something that I've always found interesting, that how come in our society, which is always like, go, don't slow down, we're all about the sun. And we're not bringing in that feminine, let's take it slower, let's kind of connect with our divine self and see what happens. So it's an interesting kind of thing. You know, Sunday is, you know, the day of the week to kind of relax, enjoy, take your time. Everyone has kind of good feelings and associations with Sunday. And then Monday, which is the day that's actually ruled by the moon, what's everyone feeling? Oh, I got to go back to work. Like, everyone's like cranky and groggy. So the moon is just kind of set up in our society to get a bad rap. So I'm just kind of trying to turn things around and allow us to be more aware. Because when we have more awareness of our moon sign, what it is, how it feels to us, then it can give us more insight as to who we are. So, for example, when you are reading your horoscope, like in the newspaper, let's say, for example, you can read your sun sign, and that can give you a lot of information about, okay, how your day is going to go in a physical sense, you know, maybe something you're working on, your career, something that's very important to you. But maybe you're more curious about what's going on with you internally, emotionally. Check out the sign that's your moon for your horoscope and read that, because that's going to pertain more so to your, you know, kind of what's going on in that sense. So that's why it's really important to know your moon sign. It just gives you more of a beautiful awareness as to what is going on with you. And it's always helpful. If you're like me and you're double, it just makes things kind of easier in some ways. You know, it's kind of like, all right, well, I just know all around I'm a Leo essence. However, when you can find out that you're something else, it can really, really give you a lot of beautiful insight. Another thing to note about the sun and the moon, the sun controls the right side of our body, our masculine part of our being, and the moon controls the left side of our body, the feminine side of our being. And so just note sometimes in your day-to-day, do you gravitate more towards the right, or are you moving more towards the left? What side of the bed do you sleep on? Does your partner sleep on the right side, or do you? You know, just things to think about when you're feeling maybe that you're not as in touch with your emotions. Just start to move physically towards the left, and you'll feel that you're kind of connecting more to that feminine side, or vice versa. You know, if you're feeling a little bit too feminine, you're trying to get a little bit more of a masculine edge going on, you know, kind of move more to the right, and that can help you too. So that's kind of the moon sign and just kind of what it means, how it relates to us, and it's really something that should be looked at just as equally as our sun sign. So I really encourage you to look it up. It's really easy. I'll take any callers that want to know theirs. I can look it up for you. But you can also just literally go to Google and type in moon sign calculator, put in, you know, your details, and you know, you can find out where your moon was and get a lot more insight. Or even, you know, put it in the chat room too, and I can look it up that way for you. Okay, so the moon. In addition to kind of knowing your moon sign, it's also great to know where the moon is kind of every day. Like right now, for example, we know that the sun is in the sign of Gemini. And so the moon right now is in the sign of Sagittarius. So the moon goes through cycles. And basically, it starts off as the new moon. So basically, if you ever look up in the sky and you don't see the moon at all, there's a good chance that it is during the new moon. And so when the new moon starts, it's kind of this whole idea of just freshness. It's a new start, a new chance, a new opportunity. And then as the moon gets bigger and expands, it comes into its complete fruition. And that's a time to really kind of take charge, manifest forward, take whatever it is that you've kind of planted the seeds from earlier in the new moon and really allow them to grow and expand and unleash. And then the moon starts to decrease again. And we get back into new and we start all over again. And so instead of having to wait 365 days for the sun to go around the earth, with the moon, we only have to wait about 28 days for it to go around. And we get to start all over again with a new goal, a new insight. And honestly, that's a lot more manageable, because how many people
right now are still on point with their new year resolution that they made on January 1st? Like, who's still like, yep, I'm working on it, or it's already done, or I'm in it? Not likely. I don't even remember what my New Year's resolution was, but I can tell you what I set to do on the last new moon. That was just 2 weeks ago. I remember what goal I set then, and I'm still working on it, and it's on my mind. And so now that we've reached the full moon, it's a time to look at that goal that we set, or those things that we kind of had our sights on, or that we were planting seeds around during the new moon, to look at them again during the full moon and being like, yes, like I've been letting it cultivate, I've been letting it build, I've been kind of getting excited about it over the past couple weeks, and now it's time to like unleash, go strong, like really go for it, and allow yourself to kind of surrender it up now to the universe. So the full moon is kind of our surrender period. So today we're in the full moon in Sagittarius. And what we can do is we can always look upon what sign the full moon is in to get and a better understanding of what this moon's energy will do for you. And a really kind of easy way to figure out where the moon is, it's typically the full moon takes 6 months to kind of reach its, let me see how I can explain this. So basically, the full moon in Sagittarius right now, that means in 6 months we'll have the new moon in Sagittarius. So every 6 months, a sign will kind of, so basically, like a new moon, the new moon in Sagittarius was back in December, and now 6 months later, the full moon is in Sagittarius. And then in another 6 months, it will be in Sagittarius again. So that's kind of how the moon cycles go, if that makes sense. So then we have the next new moon is going to actually be in Gemini, and then the following full moon is going to be in Capricorn. So I don't know if that totally makes sense, but the new moon is kind of in sync with around where the sun is in the astrological wheel. And then the full moon is about 6 months prior to whatever sign it is that we've got coming up. So the full moon in Sagittarius, what's happening for us right now? Sagittarius is a fiery sign. It is the archer. And Sagittarians are the type that sometimes they have trouble making up their mind. However, Sagittarians are in a beautiful phase right now where they're starting to mature. They're starting to take things a little bit more seriously. They're starting to see that, you know, it's not really time to play around like they've used to, and it's time to take things a little bit more seriously, kind of actually pick something and go with it, because they are very passionate. And you might be feeling that in your own life right now, like, oh, well, there's so many things I'm into right now. Like, I want to start my business. I want to start dating. I want to start a business and this too. Oh, and I want to join this, you know, Pilates class. And, you know, there's always like all these things that are kind of on your mind right now. And what this moon is encouraging is that we actually just pick a target. We just pick something that as the archer, we can kind of aim our bow and arrow at, just hit, just nail it, and ask the universe to help us kind of really hone in on that bullseye and reach the target. And so that's what really the Sagittarian energy is all about in relation to this full moon. And so with the full moon, it's a beautiful opportunity to really connect with the universal essence, whatever that might look like for you. That could be God. That could be your spirit guides. It could be your angels, the ascended masters, the stars. Whatever feels like it has a sense of higher truth, of higher purpose, of higher value to you, that feels like it's more than you in your essence, that's kind of the energy that you want to connect to. So you really just want to be humbled and be vulnerable and really open up and discuss what this goal is. What this thing that you have in mind, this thing that you have been craving, this thing that you just, you know, there are a lot of things that you want in life, but like this one in particular, you just can't seem to get your mind off of. You just kind of keep going back to. That's kind of what I want you to hone in on. And so basically, when you do that, when you kind of offer up and say to the universe, yes, this is what I want. For example, for those of you that watch my video, right now my focus is, I'm calling in the one. I'm ready to really be in a relationship with a partner that I really am just, I'm ready to be in a relationship where I really trust him and I really
can open up and be myself and really manifest the qualities that I am truly looking for in a partner. And so in my full moon ritual, I'm really open and honest with the universe in talking about this relationship, this man, this partnership that I am fully open to at this time. And so when I admit all of this, when I release all of this, when I bring all this out and do it in a way that I'm not embarrassed, I'm not ashamed, or I don't feel unworthy, I can say, this is it. This is what I'm feeling. This is what I can wholeheartedly tell you I desire and I want and I am ready for as much as I possibly can be. And now I'm handing it over to you. I am literally handing over my desire. And in this case of a full moon in Sagittarius, we're creating a target, a bullseye, and then we are asking the universe, as we pull back our bow and arrow, to help us aim right to that target, to allow the arrow to sink into that goal. And when we do that, we are then also going into a space of surrender. We're saying, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm ready for. Help me to expand. And we let go. And when we let go, we are saying that we believe in whatever is meant to happen next, whatever it is meant to look like. We believe wholeheartedly. And we are open. And we're not going to meddle. We're not going to keep pointing or tapping the universe on the shoulder and say, excuse me, you know, where's that thing I was talking about? Or I asked for a brunette and this guy's blonde. What's going on here? No, we're saying this is what the essence of what I'm looking for. And if you are able to return it to me in my highest good, I will be open to what that may look like, what that may feel like, because I know energetically it will be aligned to where I am now. And so it's developing that relationship, honoring that, and holding it true. Okay, so let's do the exercise now. If you are home, I'd love for you to get like a pen and paper out. If you're kind of in transit, just kind of make a mental note to do this later. I would like you to do this before, what's today, today's Tuesday, before Thursday morning, ideally. Ideally by tomorrow night, but if you can't by Thursday morning, that would be best. And what we're going to do is we're going to take that piece of paper. We're going to be really simple about it. We're going to draw a circle, kind of our little circle, big enough to write something in it. So maybe like the size of a, I'm holding a circle up right now. Like the size of, I don't know, I can't even do circumference here. But, you know, like the size of a plum or something. And to do that, and then do three rings around it. And so we're kind of creating just a target, like you were playing darts or whatever, just like a bullseye. And in the middle, that circle that I said that was about the size of a plum, I want you to write down that big, fat, sweet desire. So for me, it's my man, my one. I'm calling him in. He's going right there in the bullseye, right in the number 100. Okay? Go ahead and write that down. You know what it is. Shouldn't take too much conjuring up. And then there's the rings around it. I want you to kind of write any supporting ideas around it. Perhaps the feelings that you feel around the goal. So for mine, I could put trust. Or maybe some of the actions that are along with it. So maybe I'm looking for someone that will help support me in my business, right? Which is something that I'm also proactively working on right now, is building my business. So while I'm building my business, I would also like to align myself with a relationship. So I can put that in a ring too. So just kind of fill the rings with whatever feels good. You can kind of jot things down, whatever just kind of feels comfortable. Play around. This is your bullseye. This is your target. So I really want the rings around your big, fat desire to really feel like they are in alignment with what it says. But go ahead and just kind of free ride around it and just kind of have fun.
And again, if you're not at home, just kind of make some mental ideas about this. Oh, Mercury retrograde, my computer is being wonky. Just keep kind of just playing around. And while you're doing that, I'm going to actually just take a quick moment to talk a little bit about, now that we're on break, the Life Coach Radio Network that you're listening to right now. So the Life Coach Radio Network has been around for over 2 years now, and it was started by Russ Terry, who is also a life coach, and he felt like the life coaching role was a little bit isolating, that we kind of were doing too many things on our own and not coming together enough as a community. So he started this radio channel as a way to bring life coaches together from all across the world to have a platform to really build their voice, build their audience, and be able to connect with others that were like-minded in the community. So it's been a really rewarding experience for me being a part of it. And the really cool thing is that we have so many great coaches of so many different kinds of capacities. We have an adoption coach. We have spirituality coaches. We have health coaches, nutrition coaches. It's so cool. And so there's just such a wide range. And you can listen to a show almost every single day on the network, which is a really cool thing about it. The best way to explore it is to go to our website, lifecoachradionetworks.com, and you can look into our three different channels. We have the Life Coach Radio Network, the Life Coach Chat Channel, and then we have the Life Coach International Network. And almost every day there is a show. And if you can't make one live, we have a beautiful archive of our past shows, which can be found on Blog Talk Radio or by going to iTunes over at Life Coach Radio Network. And if you're interested, if you're a life coach or consultant or nutritionist or someone in this kind of field, as, you know, just really someone that serves and is interested in joining the network, you can let us know by just going to our website, lifecoachradionetwork.com, and there's a section that says, want to be a host? Click on it, and we'll give you all the details about how you can join and be a part of gang. Okay, so I encourage you to check that out and find out when our shows are. And tune in, because there's more people than just me. And also, side note again, for anyone that is just tuning in, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I'm looking to rename my show. My thought right now is just to call it the Danielle Mercurio Show. However, I feel like we can do a little bit better. So if you have any suggestions of what I should rename my show, my two-year anniversary of my show is in July, so I would love to have a launch, a debut of my new name for that, please send me a note because I'd love to hear about it. Okay, great. So hopefully you all have created your bullseye target with your goal in it and then the rings around it supporting what it is that you're ready to manifest. And so what you're going to do with this, so we're not going to do it right now because I think it's a little dangerous for doing all this at once. However, what we're going to do is you are going to, later on after the show, just find a quiet place to sit and kind of be in meditation, thinking about this desire that you have, getting really clear on what it is, being really humble and really just not afraid to talk to the universe about what it is that you want, owning up to what it is that you want, and then handing it over, surrendering, saying that you know that what is to come next is in your highest good, and you offer it over. And you're going to take a match, and you're going to light your paper. You're going to light your bullseye. So kind of pretending that the match is that arrow, and set the fire right to that target, and let it go aflame. And clearly do this in a safe space. If you can do it outside, that's ideal. Or do it in the bathroom, somewhere near a sink. I don't want to promote any kind of indoor fire. So please be safe and practical about it. And the faster it burns, I say the faster your desires are coming true. So that's awesome. So let me know how it goes.
Let me know if you have any questions. You can feel free to let me know now. The number to dial in if you want to speak is 646-716-9397. So, you know, I'm happy to answer any questions you have about manifesting or what your moon sign is in general. And just keep me posted. I love pictures too, especially when you tag me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is at Danielle Mercurio. So do that for me too. Okay, great. So we are going to open up the phone line so I can answer any questions you have about the moon, your sign, this full moon of Sagittarius, or anything else in general, and we'll go from there. I'm having an issue again where the dashboard, I thought it was fixed, but it's not, doesn't alert me when you want to talk. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to unmute the line. If you want to talk, awesome. If you're like, nope, I don't want to, either you can tell me or just stay quiet and I'll move on to the next person. All right, sound good. So the first person we are unmuting, it's a 678 number. You're on the air. Would you like to chat with me about the moon? All right, we're going to go with no on that one. Okay, the next one we have is a 862 number. Hello?
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I've had better days, but I won't complain. It's kind of, the weather's kind of crazy.
I
have a question.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. I have three sons. I just spoke to someone about one in particular. But I have a son mm-hmm. that's a Sagittarius.
Okay.
And he's like my ambitious child. And I mm-hmm. really want to, like, you know, I know he deserves more. I just don't have it at this point. And I want to manifest for him what he really wants because he does deserve it. Whereas the other two are kind of in limbo, same as myself. And I'm wondering if because I'm like in a position where I've been stuck, if what I'm trying to manifest becomes stuck.
Yes. Okay, that's a really great question. So a lot of times what happens is when we're manifesting something and we're doing it from a place of almost, I don't want to say desperation, however, that place of I just want this to change so badly, but not really moving past that space and actually thinking about not so much I just want this to change so badly, but moving into a place of what does the change actually look like? What does it feel to move past the stuckness and be in the flow of the real, true change? And mm-hmm. so I really encourage you to, and it's hard sometimes when we try to, especially as a mother, I know how deeply you want to manifest for your children. You want what's best for them. The best mm-hmm. thing you can do is really just go into that place of what it feels like to feel that your children are protected, that they are safe, that they are comfortable. Make those your desires. And then in turn, what will happen is whatever falls under that category will happen for them. So instead of being like, you know, I really want this opportunity for my son to work out, we don't really know the full story because you're not fully in it. You're not him, right? And
right.
so if you can, in your manifestations, instead just focus on this idea of my children being happy, my children being content, my children being provided for financially, and just focusing mm-hmm. on those big picture feelings, the rest will start to fall into play for them. And you can just kind of keep projecting this feeling of love and protection into everything mm-hmm. working out. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I believe in what I say will happen and mm-hmm. what I desire will come to pass. Mm-hmm. The thing is, I am surrounded by a lot of naysayers and negativity
mm-hmm.
within work and within like external family members and things
sure.
of that nature. So I'm always trying to ground myself in, and you know, just to protect what I think or how I think or what I say. But then the same people who depend on me would say words contrary. So they depend mm-hmm. on me, and I'm saying positive, but they're saying negative. So it's like, you know how they say opposite attracts?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe sometimes
yeah.
my words come with more power, and then I get more negativity. So it's like it kind of like neutralizes. Then there's another aspect of it where I think because of the nature of my work and the environment that I work in, I tend to pick a lot of that negativity. I pick up on the energy,
mm-hmm.
and I honestly try to leave it outside my doors. But my kids pick up on the energy as well, and they're not necessarily mm-hmm. leaving it outside. So I
right.
mean, I'm trying to become familiar with the moon cycle. I put my stones out full moons. You know, I constantly look up and, you know, see things and speak to situations. I don't know how to get them to that place. I wish they
right.
would or could.
Yes.
You know, just so the positivity mm-hmm. would, not only would I try to be positive, that they would be positive. Not only would I try mm-hmm. to believe, that they would believe.
Yes. Well, you know, everyone is on their own journey, and the best thing that you can do is continue to lead by example and continue to, like you said, remain positive. And when you're manifesting, when you're praying, when you're on your knees for your children, for their highest good, keep in that space. Keep in that space of, you know, just love and realizing that is what's best. Another thing that I'm being told for you, clear the energy from work before you enter the home. So there are a lot of ways you can do that. I suggest look online, clearing energy. One way to do it is to reach out to Archangel Michael and ask him to cut any cords that may still be attached from you as you enter your home. Another way is to literally just, I do this a lot, just brush the energy off of you physically before you walk into the room. You know, there's a lot of different ways. So I would look into that too, which may help you energetically not bring it in. I'd say just for right now, keep your manifestations really pure, really simple, and just really around the highest good of all beings in your network, and then look into some clearing exercises. Okay. All right. Thank you so much, and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you, love.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was good. Okay. So the next line that I have a 917 number. Do you have anything you want to say on the air? 917? We're going to move on. We also have a 973. Area code 973. Anything you want to talk about with the moon? Okay. Oh. Did I have someone? The 973?
That might be me.
Yes.
If I can quiet my dogs, we might be okay.
Okay.
Hi. Sorry. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. I've actually been kind of secretly following you for a while.
What's your name?
My name is Alina.
Hi.
Hi, how are you, Danielle?
Good. So what's up?
I've recently been told to get in touch better with the moon cycle by spirit guides. And I felt like I was very in tune to that, but maybe I need to take it further. I do a lot of fire ceremony on my own. I do, mostly for new moons and full moons. But I've just recently been realizing the stuff in between. So I think that's what I need to get in touch with more, and I know nothing about everything in between. Like, is there, I know about the new moons, I know about the full moons, but what else is, the in-between stuff,
right.
I don't get. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, that's a great question. So basically what happens, so we kind of focus on the big two because the new moon is like fresh, new moon year, right? And then we get to the full moon, which is like the halfway point. We're checking in. Let's like kind of see what's happening. But yeah, what's going on in the middle? Do you know what your moon sign is?
My moon sign is Scorpio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Okay, so we actually just had Scorpio Moon. So the thing is basically, as the Moon gets smaller, as what's happening right now, as it starts to wane, it's going to move into other signs also. And so basically, the best way to describe what's happening in the in-between times is you have the new moon, and things are getting bigger, things are getting bolder, things are starting to surge. So, for instance, for you, right before the full moon went into Sagittarius, it was almost full in the sign of Scorpio. Did you feel a little bit more restless over the weekend, or a little bit more stirred up, or a little bit more, like, charged?
Oh, I had a whole lot going on this weekend, absolutely. Yeah, I had a whole lot going on.
Yes. So because the moon was almost full, it was almost there, and because it was in Scorpio, which is your natural moon sign, you're more in sync with it. So it's good to find out where the moon is going to be in your moon sign throughout the month, because that's typically going to be a time you're more charged. And because in this case, because the moon was almost at full, if there's a lot of energy to make the moon full, right? There's a lot of energy to fill up a cup of water. You know, you got to fill it up. And then what happens is then as it becomes less full, less energy is needed, less amount of activity to rise up, and you can just kind of start to fall and relax. So if your sign is in the second half of the moon phase, you might be feeling more relaxed, more at ease, more taken care of. Whereas in the first half, it's more of a build-up. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, that definitely makes sense.
Yeah. So think of the first half, the moon is building up into bigger, and then the second half is kind of decreasing into smaller. And we feel that way energetically, too.
Now, is there some website or something that you would recommend, or an app where I can find where the moon is, what sign the moon's in at any given time?
Yeah, definitely. A site that I like is Cafe Astrology, and they'll give you literally a play-by-play called Cafe Astrology, and they'll give you a play-by-play of like every, you know, because usually it takes about 48 hours where the moon is going to be next. So next, after this full moon leaves Sagittarius, it goes in order. Going to be in Capricorn.
Right.
And then a couple days later, it will move into Aquarius and so on and so forth until we reach the new moon again, which will hit.
Okay.
So, yeah, great question.
Thank you.
Of course. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you very much. Enjoy it.
All right. Bye, Elena. Okay. So we have 203 area code. You're on the line. I also have a 214 area code. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hello, can you hear me? 214 area code.
Danielle?
Yes, Danielle.
Oh, sorry. No. Sorry, no.
Did you have any questions for the show? Okay. Let's see. I also have 318. 318. You're on the air. 318 area code.
Oh, that's me. Hey, Danielle.
Hi. Hello, who's this?
This is Samuel Jones. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the masterclass this weekend.
Yay! So excited. Yeah. For anyone that's listening doesn't know what she means, Gabrielle Bernstein is a huge mentor and friend of mine does this beautiful masterclass for spiritual leaders and really raising awareness and getting us out there and going forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a really beautiful experience. So I'm excited that you're going to be part of it. So what's on your mind?
So am I. All right. So this is the thing. Other than me being able to call in and show support for you and me knowing that you're really good at all of this, because the things that I said on Facebook, I meant. I thought, who would be better to ask when it comes to moon signs and you, because I've always wanted more information, and what you've given so far has been great. But this is the thing. My moon sign is in Cancer, and I'm just now stepping into how sensitive I actually am to environments and to the things that people say, even if it's about themselves and their own lives, like how much I'm affected by all of that. And I'm curious as to you, you know, do you have any tips or do you have any recommendations on how I can regulate my emotions or anything like that?
That's a great question. And yeah, and for everyone listening too, I'm glad you brought this up actually, because Cancer is the sign that's actually naturally ruled by the moon. So Leo is a sign that's ruled by the sun, and Cancer's their ruling natal planet is the moon. So Cancers are going to be the most attuned to the moon than any other sign. I'd say the next closest would be Scorpio, but Cancers are definitely pulled by the moon more than anyone. And so it's really great that you have the awareness of knowing this, because it's going to help you, because otherwise I'm sure that like every couple days you might feel like you're a completely different person, like your emotions are always kind of going from one way to another. Am I right?
Yeah, it can be inconsistent with passion especially.
Yes. And so what I want you to do, which I know that it does take more mindfulness on your part, is to really start to explore kind of your, how do I want to say it? The best way is to learn how to work with being okay with opening up, but also having a shield at the same time. So you're naturally blessed with this crab energy, right? Like you have this little home, this shell that you make, right? But because you've kind of gone out on a whim before, because you've been hurt before, because you put yourself out there and have been burned, sometimes you hide too much in the shell. Sometimes you just feel like okay, I can't do this. I'm done. I'm just going to stay back here, and that's going to be that. But what I really want to encourage you to do is during the times when the moon is new, that's the time to kind of think about putting yourself out there a little bit and just exploring, kind of getting your feet wet and seeing what's out there for you. And that's a great time to kind of take more risks, and you're not going to feel as emotionally burned. You're not going to be feeling as vulnerable. And of course, now when it comes to your everyday life, protecting yourself and kind of helping with your emotions, literally ask the moon. I know it sounds crazy, but literally speak with it. You know, when you're feeling a little bit on edge, just be like, moon, not today. Or like, moon, you got to work with me here because this is getting to be too much. I know it sounds crazy, but like it does help. It just helps to really bring this awareness and this knowledge, acknowledgement to what it is that is going on and what you're feeling. And it's going to help you feel more grounded, and continue to do exercises that will help you feel more grounded. Another thing that will help you is to find meditations that have more of a masculine presence. So like before, I was suggesting how the right side of our being is more naturally masculine. Trying to find meditations that focus on our right side. So for example, if you know about Kundalini, there are certain meditations that you use more of your right hand, or you use the right side of your being. That can help you as well. Another thing that you can do is a really great one, actually. This is a great meditation you can do when you're feeling like completely, it's just like an emotional wreck, you're feeling very vulnerable, and let's say you're at work. You know, you can't, this is not the time for a breakdown. You can go to the bathroom, like find a stall, and literally take your right hand, your masculine hand, place it over your heart. And then you can just, it's a really easy breath technique. You breathe in through your nose 4 times, and then you breathe out through your nose 1 time. So inhale in 4 times, exhale out 1 time. And just do that for a minute. And it's going to help rebalance you, and so that you're not getting too sucked into the feminine, the emotional, and it can bring you out into a little bit more of the masculine side, so that you can be a little more grounded and a little bit more present for where you need to be. So that might be a good one for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And may I ask one more thing?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I find that whenever I do something artistic, intuitive, creative, like doing readings or doing artwork, I feel really drained afterwards. I like have to take a nap or I have to go and eat something. Like, have you ever heard of that before?
Oh, of course. Yeah, because
you, when you're doing that, you are totally in, like, you're energetically tuned in. It's like, you know, you're plugged in, and what's happening is you're totally just completely in it. And then before you know it, you're completely drained, right? It's not an even energy exchange. And so that's something that I want you to be mindful of. When I'm doing this, like, let's say for a reading, for example, is this a balanced energy exchange? Am I going mm-hmm. too into this for this other person? Am I going in too deep that I am not going to be able to make it out? And just learning how to work with barriers. Again, acknowledging the awareness of what is going on, that's going to help cultivate balance. It can be as simple as that. It's just being, you know, typically when I go into this situation, I get so into it that I completely lose myself, and then I come out feeling drained. You know, before you go into the situation saying, I still want to be in this, and I want to be in this fully, but it needs to be an even energy exchange, and start to notice what that feels like. Start to play around with what energetic boundaries may look like. And that may also mean, again, bringing in a little bit more of your masculine side to help with that.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you, Danielle.
Oh, you're so welcome. And thank you so much for calling in. And I will see you at Masterclass.
All right.
All right. Have a good
Bye.
Night.
You too.
All right. So that's all the time we have for callers. Thank you so much for everyone that called in and have been listening. We are wrapping up on the hour. But I quickly want to just go through the signs really quickly and just kind of give everyone just a little bit of a forecast on this moon, what they need to know. So we can all just kind of take a breath collectively together, just breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth, just finding a nice seat, closing our eyes, allowing ourselves to relax, kind of letting go of anything that's been on our mind, even letting go of those desires, that activity we were doing, and just let ourselves be. Again, breathing in through the nose long and deep, pulling in the air, allowing the body to lift up. And exhaling out through the mouth, body to sink down with a release. And we thank ourselves for taking the time to learn a little bit more about this whole astrological world, how it pertains to you, what the inside of the moon truly means. And with this current moon phase, with the full moon in Sagittarius, what you can expect. Starting with our Aries, use this as a time to let yourself lead and let yourself be a little bit more vulnerable than you'd like to be. It's so easy for you to be a leader. It's so easy for you to take charge. But what if you let your guard down a little bit? What if you opened up? What if you got a little vulnerable? To the Tauruses, this is a sensitive time for you. Things have been steady. Things have been going well. But nothing's changing. Nothing's new. There hasn't been any freshness. And you're starting to wonder, when are things going to change? I'm tired of stability. I'm tired of security. I'm tired of things just continuously going the way that they're going. I want change. I want what I want to happen. I want my manifestations to come true. And that's exactly what I want. I want you to get angry. I want you to get fired up. I want you to infuse some of this fire of Sagittarius into what it is that you want. And not just always be okay with everything as it is, but say, no, I really want something different. I really want something more. And allow yourself to get a little fired up over it. For the darling Gemini, on the season of your birthday, be gentle with yourself. Allow any heaviness from your mind to move to the side, to remember that the voice of your heart is what's true. The voice inside your soul that calls out to what you really love, to what you really know to be true. That's what you're to follow.
that's what you are to allow, to let the arrow release from the bow. Not the mind, not the judgments. Much is going to unfold for you this birth year. And it starts with you allowing yourself to step away from the voices that don't serve you and follow the one true one that does. My Cancers, as you continue to open up and come out of your shell, continue to surround yourself with your support team, with those that are like-minded, those that you can depend on, those that you can converse with and not feel judged or feel vulnerable. Continue to find your tribe. My Leos, get freaking bold, even bolder than you have been already. You have been doing the work relentlessly, and it's showing. You're proving yourself, and this isn't a time to stop. Keep going after what you want, and know that you are worthy of it. To the Virgos, you have been working your ass off. You have been meticulous. You have been striving for what it is that you want. And most of it has all been to serve everyone outside of you. And be sure to make sure that you're having some fun with all of this too. Remember to breathe. And remember to factor you into all of this too. So as you continue to build, as you continue to serve, make sure you're included in that factor. And make sure you're smiling when you do. To the Libras, I know things have been a little confusing. I know that you have been wishy-washy. You've been thinking about going one direction and then a new opportunity comes up and you seem to lose balance, lose track. Use this time, use this full moon in Sagittarius to get really clear, to get really pointed, and to really go directly into what it is that you want and passionately move forward. It's okay to make a decision. Don't ask everybody else what you should do. You ask you what you should do, and then do it. To the Scorpios, you're breaking out. There's been a lot of emotional release that's been happening. You have been working so hard. You have endured so much. And realize that it is almost over. It is almost through. And once you move past these emotional tests that you've been put through, realize that there is so much more in store for you and that they were all spiritual lessons to allow you to get closer to your truth, to feel more complete, and embody the essence of your heart. Keep going. Sagittarius, as you start to mature, as you start to realize that you are in control of your destiny, more than just the happy-go-lucky way, but in the way that you actually get to hold the controls too. Settle down into what it is that you want. Allow yourself to be grounded. Allow yourself to be in something long enough to see it through, to let it build, to let it be something grand. Consistency will bring you everything. To the Capricorns, don't doubt. Don't overanalyze. Just allow yourself to be open. Remove yourself from the criticalness and see all the good things that are happening. See how hard you've been working. See what you've overcome. See the blessings in your life. Focus on the gratitude. It'll change everything. You have so many things going for you. Focus on those, and you'll blossom. For the Aquarians, continue to take care of you. Continue to explore space and have some fun. There's been a lot of dread. There's been a lot of not feeling worthy enough to take care of you. However, this is the time. Take care of you. Do what you enjoy. Because the more that you add joy into your life, the more others will be in that same space. So be what you love about the world. Be the way that you want everyone else to be. And you'll create a beautiful, beautiful balance. And lastly, for my Pisces, you're settling into something grand. You're starting to feel home. You're starting to feel more connected to your spirit, to your truth, to your essence. And you're starting to realize the home that you've been searching for, if you close your eyes, it's there. It's always been there. So whenever you feel doubt, whenever you feel lost, whenever you feel misguided, just sit and close your eyes. Again, we thank the universe, we thank the cosmos, we thank the divine, we thank everyone for making these readings possible, for bringing forth this truth. We thank you, and so it is. Breathing in again, long and deep, through the nose, pulling in the air, pulling in the space. We release out through the mouth, surrendering what no longer serves us, and letting go into our highest truth. Slowly opening our eyes, coming back into the space. And thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. It is always my pleasure to do this work and to guide you along the way. Keep me posted on your full moon manifestation. If anything else comes up, you reach out to me. My email is Danielle@DanielleMercurio.com. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, all under the beautiful Daniel Mercurio window umbrella. And don't forget to help me with my radio show and what I should be renaming it. So much love, much light, many blessings. And just remember to keep dreaming, keep staying open. Oh, and before you do that, I forgot to announce my new club. It's called the Cosmic Astrology Club. It's a Facebook group, which I'm launching tonight. If you go over to my page at Daniel Mercurio, so it's facebook.com/DanielleMercurio11, I'm announcing my Cosmic Astrology Club. It's a group that you can join on Facebook. Every week, well, there'll be opportunities for Q&A. Every month, I'll be posting a video. The next video I'll be posting will be for the sign of Gemini for your birthday, what you can expect for the year ahead. So every month, I'll do a birthday video cast, and you can only get it by joining the group. It's free. It's a really fun opportunity to learn more about astrology, have your questions answered by me, and just, you know, hang out with really cool, spiritually minded people. So come join, come to Facebook, facebook.com/DanielleMercurio11 for the link to join the club, and I'll see you there. Introduce yourself, say your name, where you're from, what your sign is, and we're going to have a lot of fun. So I can't wait for you to join me for all that. And then with that, I'm going to close. So again, keep dreaming, stay open to the possibilities, and have a beautiful night. Bye, everyone.